afternoon, folks. Tommy Goldstein, Laura Nova, episode 5 of the podcast coming to you live. First things first, we were talking about potential landscaping of the NBA in about 5 years and who's going to be the top tier players that is going to be running the league. So I would just say who I think. Couple people up the top. Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Devin Booker, and I think I had this, once I factor in the fact that Curry is still gonna be like only 34, I might still put him up there just because, Steve Nash had some of his best years around that time, if you know anything about Steve Nash. Some of his best career years came during those years. So I want to definitely put those names out there for sure. There's a couple other names that come to mind, but there's so many potential players coming to the league. You never can really count any team or any person out on as far as improvement. But we just keep an eye out. But that's who I got so far.
Who do you say so far?
I got Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Devin
Booker. That's not in order, right?
And Steph Curry. Not at all.
So you said Steph Curry, Devin Booker.
Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid. Giannis.
All right. Joel, just because of his size at 7'2", 7'3", being able to, me, myself personally, if the man has enough minutes, he can put up double-digit rebounds, scoring over 20-something points, dishing out over at least 4 assists, getting at least 2-3 blocks. It's only going to improve as you get older. It's only going to get more hectic. It's only going to get more polished for others. Giannis Antetokounmpo just coming into his own, still a kid.
When he learns how to shoot, it's over.
It's a problem for a lot of people right now, but once he, like my colleague has said, once he learns how to shoot,
it's over.
It's a wrap. I don't know what to tell the rest of the league, but hurt. Then it was, Steph Curry. You can't count him out because Steph, his game doesn't require athleticism. If you're watching Dirk Nowitzki or Manu Ginobili right now, they're defying aging odds for a reason. Their game does not require athleticism. Their game requires polish, knowledge.
Dirk is slow as shit now. Exactly. He was slow before, but now it's
he's slow as hell.
Like, I could walk faster than he runs. Like,
man, you can go eat a meal, come back to the game, and he's
at half court at this point. Right.
So, yes, but his shot is still going through that damn hole. So, can't count him out. Neither Manu Ginobili. Manu Ginobili is 40 years old.
Now he even need a retire.
Manu is 40 years old. But Manny he's putting up 20 something here and there doing this. He still can get into that lane. It's amazing to see that he can still get into the lane at his age, because I'm like, who the hell? Why are y'all letting him just come in that lane? Like, but he's doing it. And so you got to acknowledge the fact that that's skill and that he's a professional.
Luck, man.
But Devin Booker.
Vince Carter had a 20-something point game.
Oh, no, I mean, Vince's game requires athleticism. We all know that.
We all know that was a fluke. We all know he ain't doing that again.
Yeah, but last but not least, Devin Booker.
Vince, retire. Retire, man. Let it go. It's over, man. Sorry. Stop doing it to yourself. Go over to the big three.
Oh, man.
He still won't play bad.
Damn, he said the big three. I was going to say overseas, Vince. He said the big
three. No, man. I don't think it was. He's done. He's done.
I mean, he go with German for that.
He's done.
He said he's done, period.
He's done. That's.
I mean, if you could put 20 up against LeBron, you think he's done, period?
Yeah, like I said, that was a fluke.
But wouldn't it be like...
We all know the Timberwolves ain't better than the Cavs, but the Timberwolves blew them out. It doesn't mean anything.
Hey, man.
It doesn't mean...
It's hard to disagree.
Vince, retire. Retire. Wait. I hope you hear me. Retire, please. If you're doing it for the money, just say you're doing it for the money, but you're ruining your stats. Your stats are going down each year that you play. Your numbers go down. They shrink to a smaller proportion of what they are. Retire. Retire. Vince, retire.
All right, so we back at it. Talking about the top five best players in the league, who we think in the next 5 years. We about to get Lord knows his opinion, because you know he's got to have his illustrious opinion as well. So we about to hear what he's
saying. Damn right, boy.
Hopefully it don't be no bullshit, but we about to hear what he's about to say.
It ain't no bullshit,
but yeah,
man.
Go ahead.
Number one on my damn list.
Who that?
It's goddamn Devin Booker, goddamn it.
Oh, okay.
Devin Booker is Kobe Jr. I already said that. If he don't like being called Kobe Jr., I will be happy to stop calling him that. Because I understand that no one wants to be a junior to anybody. You're your own person. But Devin Booker, I already talked about Devin Booker before, how good that man is. Bull is Kobe. He played just like Kobe did in his prime. He had 70 points in his second season against the second best Eastern Conference team at that time, the Boston Celtics. The team with Isaiah Thomas. How do you get 70 points? When Kobe got 81 points, it was against the Toronto Raptors. They weren't even a playoff team at the time, I think. Devin Booker did it at home. He did it away. At someone else's floor.
If they had Bosh, I don't know, but
They did have Bosh, but they weren't playing team at the time.
I do agree that I think Devin Booker's 70-point performance was way more illustrious.
They lost the game. That's why like people be like, oh, they look, but he still got. That's like saying that game when Michael got 63 against the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
In the Eastern Conference final, not the Eastern Conference, it was like the semifinal or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was the first round. So it could have been the first round. But anyway, everybody was hyped over Michael Jordan's performance even though they lost.
Right.
You know,
It's just when you see a great performance like that, you gotta recognize.
You gotta recognize that shit. Don't be a hater. But, oh, well, they still. Oh, he still balled, dog. They couldn't stop him.
He was definitely
and you see how he's playing now, coming back from his injury. It's just he's gonna be a superstar the next 2 years, and then like I said, he's gonna be one of the best, or if not the best player in the league. He's 6'7". He can pass like a point guard if he wants to. Whenever they make him play point guard, he be balling. He can rebound for his size. He's not the best rebounder, but he's a solid rebounder. He's willing to go at it with anybody, so it doesn't matter if you're a center or power. He will post you up, he'll drip, he'll shoot over your head, he'll crack you, whatever it takes for him to get the ball in the hole, he gonna do it. He's unstoppable, unguardable. Like, when he played against another player who's on my list, Ben Simmons, it was a wreck. He murdered them. It was against the 76ers, and I'm from Philly, and I still was like, damn, Devin Booker nice. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
But Ben Simmons is another one. Ben Simmons, if he gets a jump shot, will be challenging Devin Booker for that spot. Like, going back and forth, neck and neck. Antetokounmpo is also in that category. If he learns how to shoot, it's just those three.
Yeah, Ben might be, because I only named four, so Ben might be my fifth one. I'm just trying to still think of fifth is kind of hard.
Like, Joel Embiid is if the injuries don't, like, bring him down to reality a little bit. If it don't pull him down, if the injuries don't pull him down to mortal, because you know he's immortal right now. If they pull him down to mortal,
yeah, they make him a human.
He won't be the best player. He'll just be another center. Like, you know, the category they put big men who are good, but they don't bust out the package.
Okay.
So if he's like that, they'll just put him in the rank of the big men. But if he stay on this level and don't get hurt, he gonna be, he can do whatever he want on that goddamn court.
Yeah.
Whatever he want. And there's no one on the court that can stop him. Now, you can put the DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis on him. He's going to score on both of them. He gonna shut both of them down. The Bull is...
He's a problem.
He's a problem. Who is it? That's three, right? So that's three. Who's the fourth one? Do I have a fourth one? Anthony Davis, he cool, but, you know,